Chae-woo-yong, President Moon's top security advisor, led the South Korean delegation.
The South and North agreed to hold an inter-Korean summit on September 18th to 20th for 3 days and two nights in Pyongyang and to hold high-ranking working-level talks early next week at Panmunjom to discuss protocol, security, communications, and media coverage as part of preparations for the summit.
Chung said Kim wished to denuclearize and end hostilities with Washington before 2021, adding that the North Korean leader's faith in U.S. President Donald Trump was unchanged, something the U.S. president thanked Kim for on Twitter. Troy University International Relations lecturer Daniel Pinkston says there is skepticism about Kim's commitment to denuclearization.
Well, I don't see any written commitments. There are a number of written mechanisms, legal mechanisms, in ways that they can demonstrate politically and legally that they're bound to these denuclearization commitments.
Harry Kazianis is the director of defense studies at the Center for the National Interest. He doubts Kim Jong-un will denuclearize, but notes a shift from the fire and fury days of 2017.
If the goal is the complete, verifiable, irreversible denuclearization or CVID like we used to hear a few months ago, that's probably not going to happen. But there is a lot of ways to lessen tensions with North Korea and to have what I would call a working relationship.
If North Korea commits to arms control, arms reduction, and denuclearization, Pinkston says,
there are a number of opportunities that are open for North Korea. And of course, it can't happen overnight. It will take years.
The 1950 to 53 Korean War ended with an armistice and not a peace treaty, leaving the peninsula technically still at war. President Moon has made an end-of-war declaration one of his goals. At the United Nations General Assembly in late September, South Korea will seek a trilateral summit or possibly a four-nation meeting that includes China to declare a formal end to the conflict. Kazianis doesn't think such an announcement is likely, but he said that doing so at some point...
We're basically all agreeing that the war is over. If at that point Kim Jong-un still will not budge on denuclearization, I think you have an understanding that he's never going to do it.
Steve Miller, VOA News, Washington.